All right. Again, the number for Night of Broken Souls is 1-800-759-0190. What can you tell us about book four of the five?
Book four goes back to some more Christian theology roots, in which a piece of stained glass from a church falls out one evening, and a bum picks it up and starts to see Latin words rising up from the depths of the glass.
Wow.
And he takes it to the local church, who gets it off to our old friends, the Knights of Malta, actually.
Interesting. Well, on that note, we're going to have to let you think about it. Night of Broken Souls is from Warner Books.
This is Sergeant Dave Yates, Kentucky and a Crime Stoppers for CNN Radio. On March 12, 1997, at the Walmart lot on Hurstburn Lane, an older gentleman was approached by a black male asking for directions. While trying to walk away from the subject, a white male approached and they forced the gentleman into his vehicle. They drove him around for several hours, forced him to withdraw several thousand dollars from the bank, and left him unharmed. The black male was tall and wore green uniform-style clothes. The white male was medium-built and wore brown pants with a beige jacket. Kentucky and the Crime Stoppers will pay you up to $1,000 for information that leads to the arrest and indictment of the person or persons responsible for committing this crime. We will also pay you for information that solves any other felony crime. So give Kentucky and the Crime Stoppers a call at 582-CLUE. That's 582-2583. Cellular One customers, that is a toll-free number. And if you call long distance or from a payphone, call us collect. This is Sergeant Dave Yates, and we appreciate your help with this week's Crime of the Week.
Kentucky and a weather, considerable cloudiness with intermittent showers and a few thunderstorms tonight. The rain chance 90%, tonight's low of 58. A 70% chance for showers tomorrow with a high of around 70. A 50% chance of showers tomorrow night, the low near 60. And cloudy with a 40% chance of showers Sunday and a high of around 75. Clearing and mild Monday with a high near 80. Fair skies and warmer Tuesday with a high 80 to 85. And Wednesday, increasing cloudiness and warmer with a chance of thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s.
This is your news and information station. AM 680, WNAI, Newburgh.
The Pharmacist Minute is presented by the APHA, America's largest pharmacist association, and is sponsored by a grant from Pepsid AC Acid Controller.
This is the Jim Bohannon Show on CNN Radio, AM 680.
Westwood One Entertainment proudly presents The Jim Bohannon Show.
Proudly and with great fanfare, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, so on and so forth. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight.
To access CNN Interactive on the World Wide Web, call 1-800-WORLDNET, extension CNN, for free internet software.
This is the CNN Headline News Network.
If you're in business, if you have a computer, you need to listen to Network Solutions Wednesdays at 10 right here on CNN Radio, AM 680.
This is your news and information station, AM 680, WNAI, Newburgh.
Latest CNN headline news, I'm Sabrina Gibbons. Hundreds of people in the town of Scary, West Virginia are staying in their homes and in emergency shelters today after a train collision last night.
This is the WNAI News and Information Update. I'm Fred Collins. The Arkansas company that recalled tons of beef earlier this week is reportedly recalling another 10 tons of potentially tainted products sold to Burger King and to Boston Market. Boston Market says it is likely it has already used the meat. The directors of the Burley Tobacco Growers Association have also endorsed the plan to set aside billions of dollars for the landmark tobacco settlement to pay to farmers for their lost income. Melford Elliott, Reverend Dennis V. Lyons, and the Reverend Jerome Sutton met at the Full Gospel Missionary Church at 3226 Vermont Avenue to officiate a gang truce. And then it was on to Park Hill neighborhood, which includes a housing complex that has been wrecked by shootings, gang activity, and drug trafficking. We're pressuring ourselves into instilling morals, values, and respect for our fellow man, Elliott said. In sports, the NFL has fined Denver linebacker Bill Romanowski $20,000 for a hit on Carolina quarterback Kerry Collins in Saturday's preseason game that left Collins' jaw broken.
serving the Kentuckiana Metroplex from Jeffersontown. We're AM 680 WNAI Newburgh, your news and information station.
No apology, no remorse. Good afternoon. Chuck Roberts with CNN Headline News. And no insight into why he bombed the AP Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. Timothy McVeigh stood before federal judge Richard Mage today in Denver and was formally sentenced to die by lethal injection for his role in the 1995 bombing.